Hey guys, it's Jaina. There's no Amy today because the episode we're gonna be talking about is a little upsetting, so I decided to just do a solo episode. So I'm gonna talk about the differences between the book and the movie of Lemonade Mouth. The Lemonade Mouth book came out in 2007 and the film came out in 2011. So the first difference I want to talk about is a location. In the book, it takes place in Rhode Island, and the film takes place in New Mexico. However, in the movie, Stella is mentioned to have come from Rhode Island, so they added that little nod to the book. Personally, location doesn't really matter. It would have been nice to see a New England location for a Disney Channel film, because if you've listened to this podcast before, you will know that I am from Massachusetts. And Rhode Island is next to me, so it would have been nice to see, but New Mexico definitely, helps. The instruments that the characters play differ in the book and the film. In the book, Charlie plays congas. In the film, he plays drums. In the book, Wen plays trumpet. In the film, he's keyboard. Mo plays upright bass in book, bass guitar in film. Stella, ukulele in book, guitar in film. Personally, knowing friends and having cousins in bands, the instruments in the film are definitely more traditional for bands, while the others are just, the book is their instruments aren't I do know people that do play ukulele as a side instrument, but not necessarily their main. So the film definitely makes a lot more sense with the instruments, coming from a former music major. They aged up Sydney in the film. Instead of 26, she is now 28, which makes sense because in the book she probably would have been 10 years older than Wen. Amy read 2 chapters of the book. I have the Lemonade Mouth wiki up for the differences so I don't miss anything. But I am going to be skipping some things because some are not good. It'd be too upsetting. That's all I mean. Stella's shirt would question authority. Her shirt has handprints in the book. The question authority. My high school did have a dress code. And that shirt would definitely not have flown. The question authority would not have done well. Just because my high school said the dress code was supposed to start you getting used to dressing up for the workforce. And that question authority t-shirt would not have done well in the workforce, so hate to say it, but I kind of saw where Principal Brannigan was coming from. I know this is, controversial. But it's also an establishing character moment for Stella. She does not follow, does not abide by the rules. She abides by her own rules. So, in the book, Wen has a brother. In the film, Wen has a sister. No difference there, I don't know why they did it, but most of the characters' last names changed in the film. The only one that didn't was Wen. Olivia and Mo got their last names were kind of similar in the book and film. Olivia's last name in the book was Whitehead, and in the film it's Olivia White. And Mo's last name is Banerjee in the book, and the film was Banjery. I think the last names, they probably did it to distinguish the book and the film, which that didn't really bother me as much. But then again, I've never read the books. There is a sequel book, but not a sequel film. The songs were different, which makes sense. And from what I've seen some of the lyrics for the book songs, and I definitely think the movie songs are better just because of Because the movie songs are probably done by professional songwriters. In the book, Olivia has 13 cats. So, Amy, if you're listening to this, this is why I wanted to get your reaction on air, but sadly I can't. And in the film, Olivia had one cat. That makes sense because they probably didn't want Olivia to be seen as, like, a crazy cat lady, like the stereotype. But 13 is definitely, like, a lot of cats. Charlie's brother storyline was drastically different. That's all I'm gonna say. Because any more would give this episode a trigger warning. Mudslide Crush did not play it. Cat in the book, it's called Catch a Rising Star rather than just Rising Star. But Mudslide Crush did not play in the book at that. But they did it in Rising Star. And the sequel book reveals that Mudslide Crush broke up in between the events of the first and the second book. And the biggest difference was Mo, in the book, Mo gets over Scott and ends up dating Charlie. In the film, Mo gives Scott another chance, and Charlie ends up with someone else. The reason they changed this, which I mentioned in the music episode, so if you haven't listened to the music episode, I highly recommend listening to that. Blake Michael was 13 when was going to turn 14 in that July, because they filmed it in 2010. So Naomi Scott was like 16, 17, and Blake was 13. And they did, and the age difference caused the filmmakers to be like, maybe we should just have her stay with Scott, even though that slightly ruins the message of She's So Gone, which Amy and I did talk about in the last. If you want to see Amy's reaction to hearing why they changed it, go listen to that episode, because that was definitely, like, interesting. Personally, because the book was a lot more edgier, I feel like if they wanted to keep some of the edginess, they could have made it, like, a Lifetime movie rather than Disney Channel. Because Disney Channel takes a lot out and, like, to make it their own. But this is one of the few instances where the movie is better than the book. If you prefer edginess, you'll prefer the book. But if you don't want all the edginess, you'll prefer the movie. And the clouds, where the band looks at the clouds. In the book, it's from Olivia's rooftop. They probably didn't want to encourage anyone doing that, so they changed it to the backyard, which is a lot safer. So, disclaimer, do not go on top of a roof and look at clouds, because for obvious reasons. I'm trying to think. The characters were like, they took out some difference, it took out some aspects, but they definitely like kept a lot of, like, the personalities. The detention's still the same, except for Mo, but I won't go into why Mo got detention, just because because the book came out in 2007, there were some aspects that did not age well, and that one didn't. So, this is probably going to be a bonus episode because this is so short. And obviously the first song they play together is different just because all the songs are different in the film. Yeah, I'm literally trying to think of what else to say. Stella has twin younger brothers in the film rather than older sister, stepdad, and twin half-brothers. But I'm like 90% sure that her family is considered geniuses in both. Although Stella's leadership ability would be considered genius today. It'd be considered an advanced talent. So. Also, the pizza place they play at is different. Because rather than the Pizza Planet, they did Dante's. They probably did Pizza Planet. They didn't do Pizza Planet because of the fact of Toy Story. And, yeah. They probably didn't want to, because Toy Story has probably copyrighted, like, Pizza Planet and all that, so. They just changed, it was probably easier just to change it. But, yeah. I do plan on reading both books. So, maybe I'll do an updated episode, but don't count on that. Stella dyeing her hair and, like, not dyeing in the book and not dyeing it in the film. They probably didn't want to encourage, like, young kids to, like, dye their hair as, like, a rebellious move. And there are a couple other differences, but they're too trivial to, like, mention here, although this entire episode is probably trivial. I discussed characters in the Lemonade Mouth blog, which should be coming out later today, once I make a few changes. And, yeah, I literally can't think of anything else to say. This is probably going to be a bonus episode because of that. And, yeah, so, thanks for listening. See you next time.